Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes here on the OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time for us to check our weekly cattle market numbers from our friend Ed Serwin, who's with USDA Market News based out of Amarillo, Texas. He reports to us for the week ending January 6th, and we remind you that while this is the first week of 2012, it's also still partially a holiday week. Ed, take it away.
Looking at the weekly boxed beef trade, spot choice ended the week at 190.10. That's down $4.60 since the previous Friday. The choice select spread continues to narrow. It's $10.97 on Friday, and that, you remember, that was about $18 not too long ago. This was based on 915 loads of choice and select product in the spot trade. That's about 14% of the total volume. Taking a look at the comprehensive report, that's the average of all different types of products. The comprehensive choice was at 192.11. That's almost unchanged from the week before that and $2 over the spot trade. And that tells you the impact of the formula trade and how it is held up a lot better than the spot trade this last week. Total volume was 6,400 loads. That's kind of about 1,000 to 1,500 loads lower than a typical week, but then you got to remember this is a holiday week. The total negotiated volume, about 2,200 loads. The formula volume was 3,200 loads. Both of them are below average also, but a holiday week. Out front volume, about 900 loads, pretty darn low. And export volume, 433 loads. That's pretty dismal when we've been used to 800 to 1,000 loads of exports each and every week. Taking a look at the primal trade, the choice ribs were $23 lower, but the select ribs were about a dollar higher. That contributed to that narrowing spread, choice select spread. Looking at the chucks, they were steady to a dollar lower. The rounds were steady to $2 higher. The loins were steady to 10 higher. And the beef trim was pretty much steady or a little bit better. And that's about it for the boxed beef trade. Let's look at the finished cattle trade for the week. Most of the trade was steady to a dollar lower. Texas prices were $1.21, and that was a dollar lower. Kansas prices were $1.20 to $1.21, and that was steady to $1 lower. The Nebraska trade was $1.21 to $1.22, that was about a dollar lower. You notice that the Nebraska trade has been coming down in line with the Texas and Kansas trade, and that due to the tightening of that choice select spread. And because their cattle graded about 20% more choice with an $18 spread, that gave them quite a boost here about a month ago. Average live weight on cattle harvested from the Texas Panhandle was 1,247 pounds compared to 1,236 last week and 1,278 pounds a year ago. That weight has been bobbing around lately just depending on how many heifers were slaughtered and also how many Mexican origin cattle were being processed. The FIS slaughter, we had a typical holiday week, about 127,000 cows harvested and 433,000 fats. Nearby CME closed the week at 120.32. That was down about a dollar since last Friday, so we really didn't get any support from the CME prices this week. And that's it for the finished cattle. Let's take a look at the feeder cattle. We had a holiday shortened week, a light post-holiday week test with the middle and late week auctions having some volume. Yearlings were steady to $3 higher where the trends were reported, but the calves were $5 to $20 higher. The 5 to 600 pound calves were pretty wild at 156 to 186. The 7 to 800 pound steers averaged a 143 to 150 with most of the trade in the middle of that zone. Texas direct feeder cattle report, we had about 12,000 head trade with over 2,000 yearling steers averaging 801 pounds traded at 142.88 current FOB. When you look at the 750 to 800 pound steers for current delivery, they were 144 to 147. But if you delivered them through March through May, the contracts were 149 to 152 delivered to a feedlot. The current CME feeder month, the ending quote was 147.30. That was up a dollar from the previous week. And that's it for the week. Thank you. This is Ed Serwin with USDA Market News in Amarillo, Texas.